Hey, Carol.
How's it going?
Good, B. How are you?
Working hard, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I got a quick question.
Yeah.
When the buyers put earnest money deposit, who do they deposit the money to?
To Curtis and Gordon.
Okay, they'll send it to that law firm. Okay. I
Yeah,
just had a question.
they put the EMD down through them.
Okay, cool. All right. 'Cause hopefully I'm gonna get a deal done today, and the realtor said that I could use her office as an earnest money deposit. I don't know if that's something we guys do or what.
Let me, so what deal is, it's a new deal for you?
Yeah, it's going to be a new deal. I mean, not yet. I've got to get the seller's signature, but you know how realtors like to shoot off all these questions. You know what I'm saying? And every one of them is different. Sometimes so this particular realtor asked me. She said whatever firm I want to use, but she was saying that we can give her the earnest money deposit at her firm, and we can do it that way. I don't know which one would be easier for a seller to do, because I was thinking for some reason somebody had problems doing the earnest money last time when we had our last deal on Angelo. They said they couldn't get in touch with nobody, and I didn't want to have that confusion.
Right. Because I mean, honestly, your phone system is not very great, so I totally get what you mean.
You know how it was last time with Brian and Jay. You
Yeah,
know, like that shit had me scared. I was like, oh, damn.
yeah. No, I feel you. They are kind of difficult to get in touch with. I mean, it's up to you. Like, we usually do everything we do through Curtis and Gordon just because, we're so familiar with them. But like, I also understand if you're gonna do it through them because this is the EMD is for, I mean, what we did last time was we sent them a receipt, the real
Right.
estate guys. So, I mean, I would maybe do it that way, but if you don't want to, I understand as well.
I just was wondering, the first people we dealt with in Petersburg, I didn't hear any of them having problems with the earnest money deposit. So, maybe it was just Brian and Jay. I don't know, but I just don't want to go through that if I get this deal accepted, and don't want to have to that kind of a headache,
Right.
like. But I don't. I'm you. I put down on the agreement paper that. That we will be using Dacos and Gordon,
Okay.
Dacos and Gordon. I just was it just was a question because she just texted me and asked me. I just
Yeah.
thought of, I'll bring it to your attention. Like,
Well, yeah,
you
I would
know.
say if you already told her you're using Dankos and Gordon, then I would just tell her, like, we're going to use Dankos and Gordon and I'll send you a receipt.
Okay, all right, that's fair enough then. I just hopefully we'll just. Hopefully we can get the right person to, when if the time comes, they will have the right extension to
Right.
talk to whoever they need to talk to for
I'll
deposit.
make sure I get that from Curtis. So that I just always have the extension for our EMDs.
Yeah, so we will have that problem.
Yep, I'll work on that. Sending him an email
All
right
right.
now.
No, thank you, B. That's all I wanted today. Did the guys sign papers today? Oh no, it's that. Oh yeah, wait a minute. Yesterday, oh thank. Or today? Never mind. Today. They're signing on the property in Petersburg, Dinwiddie Avenue. Supposed to close on Friday, you said.
Yeah, so the seller is signing today with her group, and then Friday morning, I think, is when the buyer is signing.
Oh. So I still have to. I was thinking that the buyer was signing today. Okay.
No, the seller wanted to use their title company, I guess. So the reason they did it 2 days before closing was to ensure that the seller could sign today, and then they would overnight it to Dankos and Gordon, and that would give enough time for the closing on Friday.
Oh, okay. So we still will have to wait till next week for the recording and all that.
They may, if it's in the morning, they may be able to get it done in a day, but it's unlikely.
Right. Okay. Well, hopefully they can. Hopefully that happens. I was counting on Friday. Damn.
sorry, Carol. Yeah. I know what that feels like, man.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, a few more days, I guess, won't hurt nothing. You know.
We'll get it done either way.
Yeah. Cool. Everything else is good, though, B, as far as you know?
As far as I know, everything is good.
Cool. All right.
I spoke to everybody yesterday, and I spoke to Jay this morning, so.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
he's
out of town. That's why he's so difficult to reach.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough, then. All right. Well, I'm going to finish with this realtor and get everything going, and hopefully get an answer back, and I can be calling y'all again.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. I'm getting another call, so I'll let you go.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.